For what it's worth, show bonus.
Well, my name is Sid Stoat, and I'm a stoat, but the reason my fursuit is not a stoat is because it was an impulse buy at Anthrocon in the dealer's den in 2011. I was walking around, and I saw this really adorable fursuit at Josepher's table. He's a really good fursuit maker out of Georgia. And I decided to pick him up. He was just a partial at that time, and since then, I've sort of customized him a little bit, added a little bit here and there. He's a full suit now, and he's really become another character of mine that's just as important to me as my main character. So it's kind of crazy how it evolves after after a while.
Were you excited when you got it? Your emotions?
I was so torn. Okay, it was my first convention ever, first furry convention ever, and I got the fursuit on Saturday, and I hadn't slept pretty much all night on Friday night because I was so excited just to be at Anthrocon. I was running around. I got like 2 hours of sleep, and then I got my first fursuit. I had never worn anything like that before. I put them on, and I couldn't breathe, and I was so tired, and it was so hot. I could only wear them for like 15 minutes at a time, and I was ruining the magic over and over. Like, I would put them on, and I would be good to go, and then I would have to tear the head off because I was like suffocating 15 minutes later just in the middle of everybody. And it was really, it was kind of a scary experience. I was so torn between like wanting to wear it and like heat exhaustion. You know, I kept wearing them, and I was getting a little more stamina as the con went on. And I think by the end of the con, I was able to wear them for 45 minutes. In one stretch, which was a huge accomplishment for me. I was so proud. And now I can do, you know, 8 hours, no problem, out in 110 degrees, walking in 4 miles in a parade or whatever. And we've done that a bunch of times. So. And it's like, it's no big deal.
Hi, my name is Monkey, and I'm a monkey. And pretty much I got my fursuit, same story. It was an impulse buy over the internet, but I got mine 2 years ago, going to MFF for the first time. It was very chaotic because I had to keep going back with my fursuit maker because he said he was shipping it to the con directly. So I was so excited just going to the con. So on the first day there, went to the counter, got my box, went back to the room, found out that it wasn't a monkey in the box, it was a skunk. He actually was shipping two fursuits to that con, mine and the skunk, which his name was something manly. He was very manly, buff skunk creature thing.
So it was not Flower.
So yeah, it's not Flower. So I was freaking out because I had to wait for this guy to show up to the con. So what I did, I put on the skunk suit, and got the cardboard box and wrote, "Is this your fursuit?" Walking around the con,
he made a sign
trying to find this guy, and it wasn't until like 4 hours later, for some reason, I had this initial ability to stay in fursuit for that long. 4 hours later, the guy came up. He's like, "Hey, that's my fursuit." I was like, "Oh my god, let's go get you. I'll trade you for my fursuit." So finally traded it, and I got my fursuit, so that made me happy.
That's a cool fluke, though. You like make a new friend that way.
Yeah, he's really cool. I met him at FC again as well. That's awesome. Hanged out a lot.
You should trade suits again someday.
The anniversary.
Yeah. Go to MFF. Yeah, that's a good idea.
So you were obviously both excited for your suits, and I'm sure you had expectations of what the experience was going to be like on an emotional and on a physical level. So what were those expectations before, and what were the expectations after? Like, what was different?
To be honest, I never really had an expectation. I just wanted to get in a costume and flail around for a couple hours. And after, when I actually did it, I was like, whoa, this is actually really awesome. It's I don't know. It's just like, it's like having sugar for the first time.
That's cool. I like that. For me, I did have a lot of expectations. I wanted to be an energetic performer like my favorite fursuiters at the time, like Zeke Husky, He lives in Florida, and a guy named Jaggers. Oh my gosh, he's the best suitor ever. He's so energetic, and he's just fun to look at when he's in suit. And I wanted to be the same way. And I don't think it was until I stopped trying to be like that, and I just started trying to perform like I sort of let myself perform like myself. Like I started. Let me rephrase that. It wasn't until I stopped copying other people that I really found my fursuiting style. It was kind of an epiphany. I had an epiphany at Megaplex 2012. I was just there on the dance floor, and I realized that I was just doing my own thing, and my fursuit's attitude was starting to come out of me, you know. And it was just yeah. It was a weird moment, but you know, since then I've felt really confident as a suitor, and I can just kind of go and do it wherever and whenever, I just get into this mode. It's hard to describe. I'm a lot more confident now because I'm not trying to copy somebody else. I'm trying to do my own thing. It's just I'm letting it happen.
So, what's your most striking moment you've ever had while you're in suit?
My first striking moment was back in MFF when I first got my suit. Again, I was already in one person's suit for 4 hours. And then I'm finally on my own suit for another 8 hours. And during those 8 hours, I grabbed a bunch of fursuiters, including the skunk guy that I met there. We all went to McDonald's all in suit and walked back. And on the way back, they were having a wedding at a fire station.
Yeah.
They were having a Chicago fire station wedding. And the bride just turns around. She's like, "Oh my God, honey, look at this." And they're like, "Come over here, come over here." And we all took a picture. And the fursuiters, the fire station in the background with the fire truck, and the bride and groom, all in one picture.
Were you holding your little McDonald's bags?
Huh?
Were
yes. You holding? I was. I was the official sponsor, unofficially.
My most striking moment in fursuit was at a local Christmas party. And I was on the dance floor for most of the event, and it wasn't until later in the event when the dance floor started to thin out, like there weren't so many people there. So I decided that I wanted to do a few dance moves that are, they call them power moves. They're big, and like, you know, backflips and stuff like that are big breakdancing moves that require a lot of space. And it was just me and another suitor on the dance floor, and I went up for a back handspring. And I thought I was completely clear, but he had sort of wandered into my blind spot just as I was starting to do my backflip. And halfway around, I feel my feet collide with something very fluffy. And I fall over to the ground, I look up, and there's the suitor clutching his head, sort of like writhing in agony. And I was like, "Oh God, I just broke somebody's fursuit." And we both sort of just collapsed. And I went over to him. And I was like, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" And he's like, "Yeah, that just scared me. Are you okay?" I was like, "Yeah." Luckily, we were all covered in, you know, lots of foam and fur. So I think if we hadn't been in suit, it would have been really bad. I'd probably broken his nose or something. But we just sort of bounced off of each other, and it was all good. It was literally striking.
Your biggest fail in suit.
My biggest fail in suit was probably actually not that. I have a lot of friends who love letting their friends wear their suits. They like seeing how their character looks on other people. And because of a couple experiences, I'm not one of those people. I'm very protective of my suit. I don't like letting other people wear it. And I kind of wish I was okay with that. But it's kind of like watching somebody sleep with my girlfriend. Like, I just can't. I can't let other people. After this, I can't let other people wear my suits anymore. But at Further Confusion, I think it was 2012, I let one of my best buddies wear my fursuit. And it was the first time I'd ever let anybody else wear the suit. He hadn't worn a fursuit before, so it was his first time suiting. And he went down to the dance. He encountered lots of very drunk people who were somewhat attracted to my fursuit. And one guy started, like, kind of grinding on him and stuff. And my buddy tried to back off. And the guy kept, like, following him around the dance and, like, trying to talk to him and, like, trying to get him to go back to the room with him and stuff. And he was like, "No, I can't. you know. And then he kind of ran away from the guy, ditched the guy, and came back up to the room. And I was just sort of hanging out in the room, relaxing. And he bursts into the room in my fursuit and goes, "Sid, you gotta hide me." I was like, "Okay, what did you do?" "Spill it, dude." And he tells me about this guy who wouldn't stop following him around. He was trying to, you know, he was groping all over him and all this crazy business. And it wasn't until I got home that things started to get really creepy. I go home, get on for Affinity, and this dude notes me like, "Hey, I was that guy at the dance. I really love your suit. We should, you know, hang out. What's your phone number?" and all this stuff. And I just kind of ignore it because I figure, okay, it's this guy. And then he adds me on AOL Instant Messenger. I don't know where I got the messenger. I think I might have had it. No, I didn't even have it on Fur Affinity. I didn't even have my AIM posted on Fur Affinity at that time. So he was like totally stalking me. When he adds me on AIM, I explained to him, like, "Dude, that wasn't me in the suit. That was my friend." And he's like, "Oh, well, who's your friend? I wanna talk to him and be his buddy." And I was like, I went to my friend and I was like, "Dude, this guy's crazy. Don't tell him who I am. Don't do it. you gotta cover me up." And I eventually tell him, like, "No, I'm not gonna tell you who this person is. You're being kind of creepy." And I block him on AIM. And then he sends me like a note every single day for like a whole week. Like, "Dude." And so I was like completely obsessed with my suit, completely obsessed with the guy who was in my suit. And so I ignored him for a long time, and he eventually just kind of stopped.
I don't classify things as fail. I just find, well, I do a lot of failures, but they usually turn out as a win. Like, it sucks when you're in fursuit, and then you're so hot, you just have to go in the pool. And so...
You went in a pool?
No, I kind of stripped on the way there. I stripped from the hallway to the pool area. Like,
this was also FC. This was before we met.
This parts of my bodies are just laying across.
He was really drunk, and he was hot, and so he just starts sort of stripping on the way to the hot tub, and there's just parts, pieces laying. There's a trail to the hot tub.
Finally got to the hot tub. I was just only in my boxers because that was the only thing I had. I didn't have any Under Armour or anything, so I just laid in there. It was pretty.
Plops down in the hot tub in his boxers. I wasn't there. I heard about this secondhand from a friend. We were at the same con, but we didn't.
How long did it take you to get your fursuit pieces back together?
He actually left him there, and his friends collected them and brought them back to him. He was really drunk.
There you go.